We are not going to fight about weather apps. What is the difference, Alex? Before we get into Joe's need to know news, what is the problem here? They're like, blah, blah, blah. My weather app says it'll be 58 by this time. Well, mine says it'll be 50. Well, you shouldn't use that one. It's lame.
The Weather Channel app is the superior weather temperature getting app. If you are using the one that automatically comes on your phone, you are a peasant.
I am snapping to this.
It's
Alex
not correct.
Is totally right. The weather app that comes on your iPhone is trash.
Yeah, it's never right, ever. It doesn't predict weather correctly. The temperatures are already off. Yes. Are always off. Don't use it.
It says it's going to rain when
it's not. Of course, Porkchop's going to defend it because he can never
admit
he's wrong.
Ladies, please, pause. Porkchop, conversate.
She says Porkchop can never be wrong. That's because I never am wrong. But anyways.
Who's more narcissistic, me or Porkchop?
Oh, God, it's a tough one, depending on what it is.
Keep digging yourself a hole. I want to keep give more, please.
This is good. Well, I like this talk.
Yeah. Before, like a couple months ago, right before you got here, we did a narcissism test. Each of us took it. I was the highest.
Alex broke it.
Yeah, I rated very high, but I would love for you to take it to see, without knowing what my score was, if you are above or below me.
1,000%. I think you should take it, because I think it's like a different kind of narcissism.
It is different.
Yeah, but I think it might still be there.
All right, just so you know, the Apple app, the weather app, is powered by the Weather Channel.
It's not
right. Well, if it's powered by, then it's getting news delayed.
Nope. I have the best reasoning for this.
Why? Okay.
Think about a designer store and then the outlet version.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's okay. The Weather
it's
Channel
the crappier
is
version of their product.
No, yes.
This is J. Crew Factory.
Yes. The weather app on your iPhone is J. Crew
I guess that's
Factory.
Funny, but I don't know what that means.
It's less quality. Yes. It's always threat.
And that's why it's suckier.
The reason we even had the argument is because I said, oh, look, at 10 a.m. it's going to be 50. It's going to be 58. That's what it says on my app. But when I said 50, I meant like in the 50s.
Right, but 58 is closer to 60.
Right,
so why wouldn't you say 60?
Because it's
there's
a 5 in front of
the number. You just wanted it to be more dramatic to suit your argument.
No, I said at 10 a.m. it's going to be in the 50s, and then at 4 p.m. it's going to be in the 80s. That is drastic.
You know what would be a fun topic? You know what would be a fun topic? Is I'd love listeners to call in sometime, not now, but 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to have for later. And I want them to just to bring up something and see if there's anything that Porkchop and Liv would agree upon where they wouldn't fight about it.
I really
because I don't think
so.
There's anything in the world where like, well, let me tell you about my thing.
Better in tennis.
I'm gonna put a poll on Instagram on our story at Joe and Alex Show. You can click. Do you think that the Weather Channel app is superior to get your weather?
We're really going deep today.
Or the weather app that comes on your phone? These are big ticket issues.
I'm working on it now. I'm finding the graphics for both.
Perfect.
Of them.
Liv is gonna get that up now.
I've never seen her work so hard in my life. All right, let's get into it. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. One student is dead and 7 others are injured after 2 classmates opened fire at a charter school in Denver. The 2 students opened fire in 2 separate classrooms at the public charter school with more than 1,800 students from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. They were all encompassed in one building. Cops were quick to the scene to get there, and they took the 2 suspects into custody without injuring them. We talked about this, and I know it's not super healthy, but oh my gosh, I think I'm going to try this new fad diet. Cincinnati man Del Hall vowed to live off beer back in March of 2019. He committed to the liquid diet for 46 days, and he lost 44 pounds. Damn!
That's
amazing.
A month and a half?
Almost a pound a day. 44 pounds in 46 days.
Wow.
He said he was with a doctor the whole time, but he just pretty much did craft beer. That's what like the monks would do, that certain type of thing. And he was constantly monitored by a doctor to make sure he's in good health. So, good for him. Now, most of it will probably come back on because it's liquidy, but hey, that's pretty
so
dope.
So he wouldn't eat?
No, he did like what the monks did back in the day, I believe. I'm sorry.
That's just crazy because beer always makes me super hungry.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime I get drunk, that's when I want all the junk food.
If I'm drunk, I'm hungry, and also when I'm hungover, I'm super hungry.
But maybe he wasn't drunk. Maybe he just drank like you drink water just to satisfy you.
Yeah, I would have one craft beer and be drunk. So.
Woo, get it, girl. Craft, all you moms out there, they're going to reimburse your babysitting costs on Mother's Day so you can get some time to relax. They'll
Craft, too, like Craft the macaroni and cheese people?
Craft the company, yeah, like overall the parent company, Craft.
K-R-A-F-T.
Correct, yep.
Okay.
Yes. No, the arts and crafts family. Yes,
that's
no.
That's nice.
No, there's a CRAFT. They make like baby toys.
Really?
Yeah, right?
How do you know about that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
KRAFT. Craft. Sorry. I thought I went with the big one. Everybody would know that. But yes, Craft. They say up to $100, but they're only giving away $50,000 worth of money. So you got to get that receipt in quickly on Sunday. Like right when you get home, I'd submit it. Because otherwise, you're in trouble. This is kind of funny. A sheriff's office in Vernon, Indiana is asking drug dealers to help them take down their competition. The department posted on their Facebook page, quote, "Attention drug dealers, too much competition bringing you down? Not making the profits you used to? We're here to help. Eliminate your competition." The post asks the dealers to submit their name, address, and vehicle information of their competitors. It also asks about the drug. It asks about the drugs being sold and the most active times.
I love it.
It isn't known if it's actually caught anybody, but that is perfect. Take down your competition.
Hilarious.
And it's like, by the way, fill out this form so we know where you're at too, so we could drop off the reward. Let's see. Today is National Have a Coke Day because it's the anniversary of the first day Coca-Cola went on sale at a pharmacy in Atlanta, ATL Show Day, back in 1886. So it's 133 years old today. That's pretty cool. I like me some Coke. I prefer cherry Coke, but I do like Coke.
I do not like Coke or Pepsi.
Oh, well, Pepsi's gross. I mean,
I've never liked either. I've really tried. If I have to drink a Coke, I prefer it in a glass bottle. To me, it tastes a little better, but that is really it. I am a Dr. Pepper girl through and through, but I cannot get on board with Coke for some reason.
I don't like regular Coke or Coke Zero. I'm only a Diet Coke person. Interesting. But I love Diet Coke.
I think we all agree a fountain Diet Coke at McDonald's, whatever reason, is the best drink in the world. It's really weird, but it is. Now, when it comes to that, do you call it pop, soda, or like what do you call it?
Pop.
I call it whatever I'm drinking. If I'm drinking a Sprite, I call it a Sprite. If I'm drinking a Coke, I call it a Coke. Like, I don't say, like, pop or soda. I just call it by what
I'll
it
argue
is.
With anybody. Like, I know in the South, people do this, like, all across there. They'll call it, like, oh, I'll have a Coke, but
everything
that could be a Dr.
Coke.
Pepper. It's like, no, bro. That's a dot. You want a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Joe and I are both from the
Midwest.
I'm
from Michigan, yeah.
So we say pop.
Poor chap, what about you?
Being from New Jersey, I grew up saying soda.
Hey, I'll give you a soda.
Yeah, but since living in Michigan for 3 years most recently, I've converted to pop.
Okay, well, I remember too, like there was this big product, all the radio DJs, even like Sean Hannity was like hawking on the TV. It's like, hey, it's Soda Stream. They never called it Pop Stream, so maybe it is soda.
That's true.
Am I wrong about this? I hate being wrong. I mean, no. I'm not going to admit it if I am, but.
Soda Pop.
Okay, pop.
Soda Pop.
But then again, there's that one NSYNC song, Dirty Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, don't drink dirty pop. Is that what it's about?
I'm pretty
about?
Sure that's what it's about.
Okay, yeah, and tonight, Live the Web Girl staying up late. The Rockets on the road taking on the Golden State Warriors. The series is tied 2-2. Predictions for tonight's game? Let's go to our resident sports expert, Alex Clark.
Steph Curry is going to look handsome.
Oh, okay, that works. That
wow.
plays. That actually plays. That
yes.
really does play for one of the teams.
All right, Live the Web Girl. What say you?
I think that Kevin Durant is going to blow up in tonight's game, and I'm just hoping that the Rockets defense is strong enough to kind of hold him back, and I hope that James Harden can, you know, get those threes in. I hope he does not miss because I think they're going to need to play very aggressively on offense to be able to win. But I have hope.
All right, cool. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check this all out at joeandalexshow.com.